since we were talking about the topic of Mechilta Yadayim for the Suda, I think it would be appropriate to talk about other lachos of Mechilta Yadayim, which are apply for when a person wakes up in the morning and for davening. So I want to clarify that we're going to talk about the lachos of Netilah for Tefillah first, and then we'll talk about the lachos Besis Hashem of Netilah when a person wakes up in the morning. There actually are two separate dinim. There's one halacha when a person wakes up in the morning because of the ruach ra, a person has to wash his hands. People are familiar with that. That's the Gemara, the Zohar, etc. So the halacha that we wash, the tefillah for tefillah, is not for that reason. It's not for the same reason. The best source for that to point out is there's a Tosis in Chulin that asks the question, why don't we make a bracha when we wash Mayim Achronim by the Suda. And Tosis says that since the main reason why we wash Mayim Achronim by the Suda is because of the issue of Sakana, that the issue of Melech Stomis, we'll talk about that one time maybe, whether that applies nowadays or not. You don't make a bracha when you're doing something just to prevent a Sakana, something which is an issue of danger. Melech Stomis was an issue of a danger to a person. So we don't make a bracha when the main purpose of what we're doing is to prevent a Sakana. So that which we remove the ruach ra from ourselves in the morning is for the same reason. There's issues of sakana of having the ruach ra upon yourself, and therefore we do not make a bracha on such an issue. And that's why there are other scenarios of netila in halacha which are because of removing ruach ra. We do not make a bracha on any of those netilas. We do make a bracha when we wash in the morning. Why are we making this bracha? It's not because of removing ruach ra, which is true that one must wash because of removing ruach ra. That's not why we're making a bracha. There must be another reason why we are washing besides the issue of removing the ruach ra. So what is this issue which we are washing for that which requires that we make a bracha? And this is a machlokes we shared in between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Beis Yosef basically sees it as a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. Actually, the Mishabura points out, the Be'er Halacha points out, that there's a Rambam weighs in a little bit on this issue as well, along the lines of the Rosh. And there are two reasons given in the Beis Yosef why we wash in the morning and we make a bracha on this washing. The Rashba says that Chazar Masak in this bracha, because when a person wakes up in the morning, he's like a very chadasha, he's like a new creation. And just like the Kohen, when he would go into the Beis HaMikdash, he would dedicate himself to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was symbolized by the fact that he would wash he would wash his hands and his feet. The din of washing from the kir in the morning, when a Kohen would come to do Avodah, he would wash from the kir his hands and his feet. So similarly, when we wake up in the morning and we dedicate ourselves to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to wash our hands. And this is a tekana of Chazal, like that which the Kohen would do when we go into the Beis HaMikdash. Every day is like a Beis HaMikdash for us. We are dedicating ourselves to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're symbolizing that by the act of washing our hands. It's not clear in the Rashba if he means the dedication specifically in regards to tefillah, and therefore if a person did not make a bracha before davening, if you can make a bracha afterwards, or you mean specifically in regards to the issue of tefillah, or he means just a simple idea of dedicating your whole day to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we symbolize by the act of washing. The way the Beis Yosef brings the Rashba, it's nothing to do with tefillah per se, it has to do with the idea of dedicating oneself to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the day. We do it once a day in the morning. According to the Rosh, the reason why we wash our hands is because in order to daven properly, a person's hands have to be clean. And since during the nighttime, a person's hands move around and they touch parts of the body which are normally covered, etc. So therefore, a person has to wash his hands in order to make sure that his hands are clean for tefillah. According to the Rosh says, and therefore, if this would be, a person would know that his hands are dirty before Mincha and before Ma'ariv, a person was also Tzrach, if he went to the bathroom before Mincha or before Ma'ariv, he would have to wash his hands as well, also with a bracha. According to the Rosh, the bracha can be said three times a day. It can be said before Shachris, before Mincha, before Ma'ariv, because a person has to wash his hands before he davens. It seems to me from the Rosh that this halacha applies by Mincha Marv as well, but only if a person actually went to the bathroom. He was also Tzrachav. The Rambam says the same idea as the Rosh, but he seems to say even Stam Yadayim, not because you went to the bathroom, but a person, before each one of the tefillahs, a person has to wash his hands. Before Shachris, Mincha Marv, a person would have to wash their hands. So that which people are makbid after washing their hands before mincha, before ma'ariv, is not because of the Rashba, because according to the Rashba is only once a day, but according to the Rambam, this applies three times a day. And according to the Rosh, it applies by mincha and ma'ariv as well if a person had used the bathroom and had not washed his hands after he went to the bathroom, which obviously would mean a person during the day would go to the bathroom and wash his hands, but a person would use the bathroom immediately before mincha, before ma'ariv, a person would wash his hands and would have to wash his hands with a... before mincha, before ma'ariv as well. So that's introduction. We'll go through the pratim as Hashem over the next few days. Have a good morning.